A 95-meter superyacht priced at $200 million was spotted cruising through False Creek before docking in North Vancouver. A Tessa V yacht was built in 2010 by Blohm & Voss, a German shipbuilding and engineering company. It arrived in Vancouver on Tuesday and moved over to a dock in North Vancouver on Wednesday morning. AV can entertain 24 guests in 12 rooms and has a crew of 33 people. It features a large swimming pool on the deck, a private movie theater and a jet pool jacuzzi. The superyacht was designed by Michael Leach Design and soars in Speed and Style. It costs $10 to $20 million per year to run the yacht. Website superyacht.com lists the owner of the AV as Dennis Washington, an 88-year-old American billionaire whose net worth is listed at $6.4 billion and is ranked number 397 in Forbes's richest people in the world. Washington, from Montana, claims to be self-made and owns a copper mining, marine transportation and heavy equipment business, according to Forbes. He is married with two children. In an interview with Forbes.com, Washington said his passion is boats. Washington's network of companies includes Washington Marine Group and C-SPAN Shipyards in North Vancouver, where Kyle Washington, Dennis Washington's son, is executive chairman. The AV yacht was previously known as Palladium and is listed as an award-winning superyacht. It was previously owned by Mikhail Prokhorov, a Russian oligarch and previous owner of the Brooklyn Nets. The yacht drew attention when the late show host Stephen Colbert visited Prokhorov on the yacht. Superyachts flocking to Vancouver Island. Superyachts flock to BC every year. One recently drew attention in BC's capital when a Brazilian billionaire docked in Victoria. The 62-meter-long vessel called the Anawa was docked at Ship Point on May 30, clad with its own helicopter on deck. Billionaire Jorge Paulo Leman owns the yacht, according to superfanyacht.com. Forbes.com says the investor philanthropist lives in Switzerland and is worth $14.8 billion. Anawa was custom designed and built in 2020 by Damon Yachting. It's one of the company's Sea Explorer class of vessels, billed as long-range, luxury expedition yachts. It can carry 12 guests and 15 crew plus a captain, Damon said. Back in 2020, Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones's yacht was spotted in the waters off Vancouver Island. The Bravo Eugenia is worth an estimated $250 million. The superyacht is designed to use 30% less fuel than other vessels of its size and class, but it doesn't skimp on amenities. The Bravo Eugenia can accommodate 14 guests and 30 crew members and features 6 guest suites, a beach lounge, spa and gym. Vancouver. On Tuesday, the AV yacht wasn't the only yacht drawing attention. A 32-meter vessel called the Snowboard was passing through False Creek with the final destination of Galliano Island. The Snowboard, built by Westport in 2003, is a 32-meter vessel with a satin cherrywood interior, and a sundeck sporting a hot tub, wet bar, and lounge pads. It also has a fighting chair and rocket launcher for sport fishing, and can launch a Novurania tender and Yamaha waverunners. In a statement to Glacier Media, the Vancouver Fraser Port Authority says anyone wishing to view the Atessa V in Vancouver's Inner Harbour area by boat is urged to ensure they do so from a safe distance. We love seeing boaters and paddlers out enjoying the waters that make up the Port of Vancouver, says Jason Crott, manager of Marine Operations and Fleet. Our focus is working with all users to build the awareness and understanding needed to support a safe shared space for recreational and commercial traffic. To see the inside of the AV superyacht, visit the designer's website.